Inside Security Podcast with Martin and Steve Yvette and Little Joe. News Yankee Steve giving weekly updates. Armor guy managing the microphones. Joe sits there and sparkles while the vet's in the airport. Andy Googles Microsoft on his iPhone. A family-friendly bucket full of southern goodness. What will they be ranting about this week?
It's episode 201 of the Southern Fried Security Podcast. Hi, it's Martin Fisher. Glad you are here. Sorry it's been a little while since our last post, but this is going to be a little bit of a different episode. We're celebrating and we're happy about having hit 200 episodes. It's actually a little bit more if you count some microcasts that we did and the infamous fabled Lost episode that a couple of the cast members will talk to you about. But what we wanted to do for this episode was let everyone on the podcast kind of tell you what's special to them about the podcast and what it means to us and really just kind of why we do this. So we're going to start off by listening to Steve Reagan. I met Steve through Andy, and Andy will talk more about how they met, but Steve has become a really good friend and someone I just think the world of. And so let him talk to you a little bit about what the podcast means to him.
Hey, everybody. Steve Reagan, your faithful news Yankee. Remember me? Here lately, work has kept me away from the show, but that is the way life goes sometimes. It's actually kind of horrible for me. I miss recording with everyone. It's one of the downsides of having to travel for work a lot. But we're doing a bit of a retrospective, and so I'm actually recording this from a hotel room. Huh, funny, huh? So it's been, I don't know, 7-8 years since we started now, and I'll tell you, if you've been with us this long, I don't even know how to thank you. I mean, I'm sure I speak for the others when I say we're eternally grateful for the feedback and the support we've gotten over the years. But you also remember the horrible first few episodes, the joy of better audio. I think that was officially episode 3, but unofficially episode 2, because, you know, we recorded the first one twice. We had a lot of interesting experiences learning how to podcast starting off. You know, I learned never to update my laptop the day that we start recording because it will always break on me. That was one of the the earlier running gags with the show was before we'd start recording, they'd ask if I've updated. And of course, I was right in the middle of it and it would die. I was the cause of a lot of delays back then. Let's see. What do I remember most? You know, I think some of the stuff that stands out to me is actually a lot of things that didn't make it in the show. Just what I truly like about the podcast is being able to record with my friends. I mean, I get to talk to them on a regular basis when I'm not working and traveling. I love that. It's an amazing thing. I truly mean that. I also like the support. There are times when somebody's listened to an episode and they see me somewhere and they tell me about it. It's very humbling. It's good to know that, you know, over these years, we've actually managed to do some good, and I think, you know, everybody else is kind of proud of that as well. I'm sure I'm not the only one. So, episodes that stand out to me. Well, first and foremost, it'll be the skit we did when I took over the studio. That still is, my opinion, the funniest thing we've ever done. But we've done a lot of serious episodes. You know, we started off by covering news, like general events and things that were going on, and we waited on a lot of topics there. But we also did a lot of really cool interviews. The one that stands out to me is the one with Jack Daniel. It was like episode 19, episode 20, somewhere through there. And then we've done, like, you know, later on, we had Josh Corman on. We've had Larry Poneman on. We've had Chris Nickerson's been on the show a couple times. I mean, these are, you know, really cool episodes because we got to bring, you know, other perspectives in. I think it was like episode 27 or something. We added to quote the original show notes, we added some young hipster flair. And I honestly think that was probably one of the coolest things we've done on the show was expand it. And after that, we had our lovely Miss Johnson come on, and you know, we've been a family ever since. And it's amazing the different life experiences everybody brings to the table when we record. So every week I'm learning something new. You know, I've learned just how hard it is to be an enterprise manager, or how hard it is to get people to actually do the basic things when your entire, you know, job is there to help them and they just want to ignore you. So I kind of understand how frustrating that is. And all of that's just from conversations before recording and, of course, the stuff we cover on the show. So every time I get to log in and, you know, put the mic on, it's a learning experience, and I'm truly grateful for it. So, as I said, it's been about 7 or 8 years and, you know, more than 200 episodes now, which is just fantastic. You don't really see that a lot when it comes to podcasts, especially in the security industry. So that's pretty awesome. So here's to 200, and here's to 200 more. And for all of you listening, thank you so much. Good night, everybody.
So it wasn't very long after Steve and Andy and I had kind of started to figure out what the podcast needed to be like that we realized that, wow, we could use some help. So that was when it was popular for podcasts to have interns. So we threw out a little Twitter message saying, hey, who'd like to be the intern? And this kid named Joseph Ciccoli piped up and said, hey, I'd like to help. And I will have to be very, very honest. I thought that he would, you know, hang around for a couple of episodes, realize that this was a bunch of people who had no idea what they were doing, and go off and do more important stuff. And what has happened is that Joseph has become an integral part of the podcast, especially when I had to step away for a while. But it's more than that. Joseph has become, you know, part of the podcast. He's become part of that family that we've chosen. I love him and his wife, and I'm going to be so excited when I finally get to meet his new daughter that the podcast enabled me to find just a really good friend and someone who can keep me honest when we have conversations about stuff. So Joseph recorded his thoughts, and you'll hear about the lost episode here, and I'm sure it's going to come up again, and I'll explain more about the lost episode before we're done. So here's Joseph.
So we're supposed to pick our favorite recollections or our favorite moments from the podcast, and I didn't have to think overly hard about which episodes or which moments I would really think are some of my favorites. First and foremost has to be any of the times that the majority of the podcast was together, which was basically at Security Summer Camp. There were a couple of years. There was the, I think it was August of 2013 year, which was the year that we set up beside the pool at B-Sides in Las Vegas. And we had guests that basically came down and sat next to the pool. We had guests that basically came down and brought us drinks, which was excellent. And overall, that was a pretty good year. But I think my favorite year in person has to be the year of August 2014, which was the year, I think that was the year that B-Sides had just moved into one of the bigger hotels. And they gave us our own little table in the corner of the main ballroom. And so we recorded a bunch of microcasts back then. I know we did Adam Shostak. I think we did Andrew Hay. A few other good friends of the podcast came on after or around the time of their talks. And it was just a great time hanging out with friends, feeling like a professional podcaster, I guess, or something along those lines. So that was really a good time back then. I think that was also the year that we recorded the Lost episode, which might have been one of my favorite episodes because it was all of us just hanging out in a room. It was a little less formal than some of our normal episodes. Unfortunately, that's kind of a cop-out of an episode because, well, it's Lost and who knows what actually happened to it. I think it was actually a pretty good one, but, you know, that'll be lost to the sands of time. Then I have to as one of my other favorite recollections, and I know Martin will be unhappy that I chose this, but the ill-fated April Fool's shenanigans. For those who aren't familiar with it, you can go back to episode number 48, titled RSA, The Good, the Bad, and the Fuddly. We worked up a bit of an April Fool's prank in which we put out a sort of a press release on Twitter, I guess, that Martin had... No, I don't even think we said that Martin had fired me. I think we just said that I had parted ways with the podcast and we replaced me with Zach from the Network Security Podcast. And we thought it was a really great idea. We did it. We did a crossover episode where I went over and recorded with Martin McKay and some of the folks over there. And then Zach came over and recorded with the Southern Fried Security people. But we were really surprised by how passionate some people were about the idea of me leaving. Or there was some implications that this was all Martin's fault. Much to our chagrin. And I think Martin's wife has a permanent I told you so based after that, because she was like, I'm not sure that's a good idea. We said, no, it'll be a great idea. And we went with it. But that was a pretty hilarious in hindsight moment. But it was definitely not so funny at the time. But, you know, over the past, what is it now, almost 4 years of recording that I've done with the podcast, because, you know, I wasn't one of the original cast members or what have you. It's just been this incredible thing. And it's always awesome to hear from people on Twitter or even hear from people who I know in real life who are like, hey, you know, I listen to the podcast. You know, it's cool to be a part of something that has been such a long running and now I would say a pretty successful security podcast. You know, 200 episodes is a lot. In theory, we should have hit this, I don't know, a couple of years ago. But real life kind of gets in the way, I guess. You know, but it's been 200 episodes so far. Can't wait to see where the next ones go.
So now we come to Yvette. I had known Yvette for a long time, and when we were looking for another person to join the podcast, I knew that she had the right combination of smart, snark, and just passion for information security that would just fit in so well. And I don't remember a time that we didn't have her on. It just, she's become that key to what we do. And I think she's also a fan favorite because she is that smart and she is that grounded in the things that she talks about. And she brings her wealth of experience from the airline and from consulting and in her new startup gig to the table. And she is just happy to share her ideas. So glad to call Yvette a friend and a co-host, and here's Yvette.
This is Yvette. I have some really interesting thoughts and memories of the podcast. And talking about my journey through the podcast is really when I joined the podcast, which was early 2012. And I didn't know everybody in the podcast personally, so it was a little intimidating to join. I didn't know personalities. I didn't know areas of expertise or what people felt strongly about. And, you know, sometimes it just takes time to figure out those little nuances amongst everybody. It also takes time to figure out, you know, where you can jump in, because we're not sitting together, we're all separate. And we do some prepping before, but you kind of don't know what people are going to really jump in and talk about until they're actually talking about it. And in the early part of me joining the podcast, we were, you know, going through security news and talking about things, and it was easy to figure out what people felt passionate about, which was interesting and exciting to see because they would really jump in and almost take over. And you're happy to let them because you can tell they feel passionate about a certain topic or they know a lot about it or they have a vested interest in it. And that's always interesting to see from the other perspective. But they also allowed me to jump in and talk about my passions and what things were important to me and what I was seeing, especially in my consulting days. You know, I got to see a lot in a very short period of times, and I had really interesting clients. So that always translated well. And then thinking about probably my favorite podcast was when we were all, and this is kind of the Lost Files, which it still breaks my heart to this day. But this was, again, in 2012, and we were all at DEF CON. We'd gone to B-Sides and DEF CON, and we had sat through talks that day, and this was when DEF CON was still at the Rio. And so we all went upstairs. We had some really key people with us, and we were going to have a really great podcast. And we were in Martin's room, and somebody was tending bar, making cocktails that were practically cough syrup and Jim Beam and suckers. It was a little crazy, but we were having a really great time, and the conversations that were taking place with the people in the room were so incredible, and what we were talking about was so key to what was going on in security at the time and really what, you know, the trends that we were seeing at DEF CON. And it was going to be like this blistering great podcast, and I think we were all so proud, and it was just flowing, and alcohol aside, it just was really, really one of our best episodes, especially because all of us were together, and none of us could wait for it to get released. And I think what ended up happening was Martin was on his way home. He was at the airport, and something happened to his laptop, or something bad, really, really bad happened, and we ended up losing that recording. And I remember the gut-wrenching feeling I had, thinking, are you kidding me? That was one of the best podcasts we had ever done. We were all together in the same room. The information that we were talking about and the topics we were talking about were so key at the time, and we had such key people in the room that it was such an amazing thing. And I thought, gosh, we'll never be able to replicate this. And I'm not really sure that we have since then. I would love to try, and hopefully, you know, it's hard to get us all together and it's hard to find us all in the same place. And we can't always all go to DEF CON or Black Hat or B-Sides, but I would love to do that again. And hopefully we can kind of recreate that same magic that we had at DEF CON 2012. Other than that, you know, I really love what I do with the podcast and I look forward to it. I think, you know, it's evolved pretty rapidly. And it's based off of what's going on in security, which is always evolving. And I think that's what always makes it interesting. And it's exciting for people to tell me that they listen and that they're a fan. And that's always very humbling. And I'm always very honored that people take the time to listen to our podcast. So thank you. And hopefully keep listening. And if you would like to participate, we'd love to have you on the podcast because I think our interviews are some of the best. Thanks.
Finally, we get to Andy. What can I say about Andy? Andy is a fantastic friend, even though outside of information security, if you knew the two of us, you'd realize that short of a shared faith and a shared profession, there's probably not a whole lot, especially politics, that we would agree on. The very cool thing about this podcast and about my friendship with Andy has been that the political differences just don't matter. What we've focused on is this friendship that we've built, and it's been a bedrock for this podcast. Even, you know, there have been times when Andy just, you know, between his growing family and his ever-growing career, has stuff to do. So, saved him for last. And then, so I'll let you listen to Andy, and then I'll close us out, and we'll have an announcement. So hang in there.
Apologize if you hear background noise. I'm sitting on a little roadside park with traffic moving all around me. So this was the only place I could find the time to actually do this. So I apologize. You know, it was around this time, about 8 years ago, that Mike Rothman, Martin, and myself met at, I believe it was a Taco Mac. And we met to discuss what our futures looked like, in a sense. We were all three either looking for new opportunities or considering looking for new opportunities. And we had decided that maybe going into business together and starting our own consultancy was the right path. So we sat down to talk about it. Well, one of the things that came out of that was the idea of a podcast. And as we fleshed it out a little bit, Mike actually decided shortly after that conversation to go to work for Skurosis. And so that kind of took him out of the picture. So Martin and I decided that we would start a podcast. And Martin had the perfect name, Southern Fried Security Podcast. And immediately I loved it. So I got to thinking about a guy I had met a couple of years earlier in Madrid, Spain, of all places, and who happened to be a tech reporter for a now defunct website. Don't even remember the name of it off the top of my head. But so I talked to Martin about bringing this Yankee onto our Southern Fried Security podcast team, and he liked the idea. So we invited Steve, and the three of us got together, fleshed out some ideas, and sat down and recorded. Now, as Martin has said many times, we all want to forget what was truly episode one. We dubbed it episode zero, but it was pretty ugly. Recording quality was bad. Our experience was pitiful, but we still had fun. As for what I have enjoyed the most about this, you know, I mean, I can sit back and think about, oh, when we, you know, did the Steve Takes Over the podcast several years ago, which was a blast. And, you know, the very early stages when we had the Red Firewall story, the redneck security stories. And then, of course, there was the time when we pretended that Joseph and oh, I'm drawing a blank. I apologize. I can see you. You know, when we pretended that they each switched teams and Joseph went to be with the Network Security Podcast and the other guy came and to us, you know, those were all fun. You know, all of the recordings have been fun. You know, we've done some good interviews. We've had some great conversations. We've had some epic rants. I remember the days early on when I was mad at everybody. I didn't like Apple. I didn't like Microsoft. I didn't like Google. And Adobe was the top of my list of those that I could not tolerate. And thus came the line in the song, Andy Googles Microsoft on his iPhone, which at that particular point in time was absolutely not going to happen. But, you know, we've just had so much fun. The pre-talks before we get together and we talk about the stories and we talk about the angles we're going to look at them, the cutting up that we've done, all of that has just been absolutely amazing. And developing, you know, the friendships, you know, I didn't know Joseph. I didn't know Yvette before they came on the podcast. And I've still never met either one of them. But, you know, getting to know them a little bit more and to, you know, celebrate different aspects of life with them has been a lot of fun. And even though I had to leave the South and move up here into Yankee land, You know, we've continued to just have a blast doing this, and it's been 200 episodes, and I hope we have another 500 at least. But I hope y'all are enjoying it. I hope you're learning something. I hope you're getting some valuable stuff out of it. And just keep listening. We surely do appreciate it. Good night, y'all.
So I guess now it's my turn to share some thoughts and memories. I think the big thing for me that I've just love about the podcast is I have four really good friends, and we get to do this really, really fun thing, and we get to interact with lots of interesting people, and we've had some fantastic episodes. It was a lot of fun putting together the Steve Takes Over, and it was never again will I do an April Fool's joke. But for me, probably the thing I miss, and you've heard this a couple times already, is about the famous or infamous Lost episode. I wish I knew what happened. I searched for days and days and days to see if I'd misplaced those audio files. And maybe the memory of it makes it better than it was, but it was a special time. And everyone who shared that with us, it was a fantastic evening. And hopefully we'll be able to recapture some of that going forward. So real quickly, because we're rapidly approaching the end of our allotted time, is to let you all know that the podcast is going to be on hiatus until the first of the year. We're all at really interesting points of our personal and professional lives, and we need to sit down as a podcast family and figure out, what do we do? What potential changes might we make to the podcast? We might introduce some new format. We might just, who knows? But we need some time to have those conversations and figure out what we're going to do. So we'll come back after the first of the year, and we will see you then. If there's stuff you'd like us to consider, definitely reach out to us on Twitter at @SFSPodcast. And I promise we will we'll get back to you. So thanks very much. Be well, and we'll see you in 2018.